Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. Islamic State is not dead and could be revived very quickly. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details behind that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They're going to make a return, a revival of the Islamic State. What do you know?
Jimmy, this is exactly what many analysts now are warning about. They estimate that there are still between 20,000 to 30,000 Islamic State terrorists in Syria and Iraq. They are no longer organized in the way that they were before. They don't hold territory. They do not have a capital, but they have gone to ground. They've returned to the state where they are a vast, powerful underground network terrorizing people in towns and villages, but they don't come out and engage in open warfare as they had been doing before. They do not occupy territory as they did before, but they are there as a latent force. This is very dangerous, and it's going to be difficult for the U.S. military and our allies to rout them out.
Is Islamic State ready to push for another caliphate? Can they come back that powerful again or not?
That is the question, isn't it? And you have the Islamic State pairing with other groups and moving to other places. They're now going into Khorasan province in Afghanistan, and there are several thousand of them there. We've seen a recent spate of terrorist attacks in Afghanistan, many of them carried out by Islamic State guerrilla forces. They have definitely not given up the notion of establishing an Islamic caliphate, but for the time being, they don't yet have the territory in which to declare it. My guess is that they are seeking a foothold, a solid foothold in Afghanistan, and that is where you will see the next emergence of an Islamic State with territory on the ground.
Ken Timmerman with a report that Islamic State has not been defeated and could be revived very quickly. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. No matter what the politicians may say, Islamic State has not been defeated and could become an Islamic power very quickly. Ken's report reveals that this satanic terrorist organization is preparing to return to its goal of a worldwide caliphate with a caliph. I say that Islamic State is satanic because 1 John chapter 2 says that anyone or any group who says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of the true God who came to earth in living flesh is an antichrist. A satanically energized being, the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. The truth be known, Islamic State has not been defeated, and this is evidence for the end time scenario to be played out in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...